Okay. Oh. So we still, okay, we say that. Okay. Okay. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done something else. Okay, the story is like this. What we said last week, and l'chol that's correct, okay? It seems very clearly that the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos and the Rambam Mishneh Torah have a very different approach to the issue of what the mitzvah of Lo Yitame is and how it reflects itself. It's very clear in Sefer Mitzvos that the mitzvah is Lo Yitame, and it's very clear in Mishneh Torah that the mitzvah is V'yochalti chatos hayoyim ayita b'mein Hashem. That's where the Rambam opens up Hilchos Ovel. Okay. So what I really would like to get started is discuss, I haven't seen many people, you know, like can it say when they try to miyashiv everything, but if you look at it, it seems to be a very broad issue, and we'll see also that the issue of kvura, what it's related to Ovel, or it's a separate thing, okay, is also related to this. And we'll also see what the word mes mitzvah means, and whether the word mes mitzvah, you know, if I ask you what the word mes mitzvah is, just to give you a preview of like coming attractions, mes mitzvah, okay? So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah seems to learn from mes mitzvah that this goes into mitzvah kvur. Mes mitzvah. Okay? And the Rambam in Mishneh Torah does something which you wouldn't have appreciated had you not known what he said in Sefer Mitzvahs. Says that kvur for mes mitzvah is halacha mipi ha-kabbalah. And shalom ha-yisrael. Okay. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah clearly relates the im the kfur to mes, and to the kfur to avelus, and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos does not have such a relationship. Okay, that's something else. Okay, now what I can do is slowly try to understand what's going on. So I started thinking about it, okay? You know, you see, we had last week part of the basics of this, and I think we pointed out, that Ramban's Hasoga on the Rambam is really only meaningful in terms of Sefer Mitzvahs, and that's why the Rambam goes out of his way in Sefer Mitzvahs to say that Lo Yitame is a mitzvah. Okay? However, in Mishneh Torah, it really is irrelevant because he has a mitzvah called Avelus. Okay? And there's an amazing, very strange thing going on over here, which, you know, if you wouldn't have, you know, you don't have the backdrop, you don't know what's going on. He basically is proving that it's impossible to take the position that Lo Yitame is Rishus from the fact that the Matiki Ashmua call there's such a thing as Mitzvahs Ovel. And the Mormon Cotton says Osi Ovel is or Osi Mitzvah the Rabbi Mvatala, I say the Yochid, whatever, okay. So he learns from that there's a mitzvah ovel. So the normal thing that you do with that is say, yeah. So that's a riot, it's a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is resisting that, and he only uses it as a ploy, kilo a rayedoch, that there's a mitzvah over here, and he says, the mitzvah must be lo yitama, and that's a rayed, that lo yitama is a mitzvah. And he sets up a relationship between avelus and tuma. The Ram Mishneh Torah, who has some sort of relationship, but it's offhand, just the opposite, that the fact that the Torah said that Kohan and Metame Tames is a Raya Dachkama Chamura mitzvah zu, but the mitzvah is Avelus. The mitzvah Avelus, so then you could have taken any position you wanted a priori in terms of Lo Yitamo, because you can't prove anything about this. And it's not even clear that what position you take will have enough gemina minyan mitzvahs. And the Ramban's question about the relationship between minyan mitzvahs and rishus and chayva as far as lo yitama, according to the Rambam Mishneh Torah, it's not clear that it's a problem. Okay. Then, what I'm doing now is reviewing some things of last week and going ahead at the same time. So you know, it's like mix and match. Okay. Next step. Okay. So I did say that the Ramban not only rejects what's going on in Sefer Mitzvahs, but he also rejects what's going on in Mishneh Torah. Because I pointed out he doesn't have the option of saying that everything is mitzvahs ovel. Because if you look at the Ramban and Teres Adi, read it very carefully, basically what he's trying to do is going to bat for the Ge'enim. But in no way is he really taking their position hook, line, and sinker. And he basically says, and it's not clear at all that you should conclude from that that the Ramban holds like the Goyim. Even though the general rule of thumb is everyone quotes the Ramban is holding like the Goyim. And it's not only the rule of thumb, the Ritva in Moed Katan does that. But a careful reading of the Ramban in Teres Adam doesn't necessarily support that. That was point number one. Point number two, if you accept a relationship between the mitzvahs tuma and the mitzvahs ovel, which the Rambam does, he bangs it by saying that kama chamura mitzvahs ovel, he says in Mishneh Torah. Because what you see from that, that the mitzvah of tumah was dechuya for avelus and for tumah's kohanim, okay. And the kohen is metame for that, which is very, very interesting, correct? But what?
Was a technical issue. Avelus starts with skimas adolo.
Okay, I'll talk to you if you want. I wasn't prepared to talk about this, but I can discuss this also. This is not a problem, okay? According to the Ramban, it's certainly not a problem. And I'm going to try to make a case according to the Ramban, it can't be a problem also. Because if you want, I can discuss this, but I think it's that you remind me, you know, if I forget about it, because I don't want to break the trend of thought. I know this problem, I didn't even get involved in it. I said a lot of shrooms about it, but let's just go. Let us go. Okay. So, Lachera, what the Rav always said, so in this Dechuya, it means Kriyin is Machal his Kedushas Kuhuna in order to be Misasik in the mess. So if that's the case, so it's only because it's dechuya, okay, and to misasik in the mace because it's part of the mitzvahs avelus, okay, and that is really, if you look at the Rambam, just 1 second. Really conditions. See if it works. Yeah. Open the Rambam at the beginning of the Sovel. This Abel ala Kurvim. Vafilu Kuhain Mistame umis Abel ala Kurvim. So the Rambam has flipped the mitzvah around because in Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah's tumah is the mitzvah, and Avelis is an expression of that. And here, it's just the opposite. The mitzvah's an Avelus, and tumah is a shurim in that, okay? But you understand yourself, okay? I'm just wondering, you see, if you say that it's a chayva, okay, then you're basically saying that the tchuya, or the tumas clinging to the kreivim, is an expression of avelus. Okay? But however, if you say that it's a gushus, and it's just the heter, can you talk about tchuya? I don't know what it means exactly.
No, the mitzvah of tumma is not. It's the mitzvah of tumma.
There's no mitzvah of tumma. The mitzvah of the chavelus.
It's the mitzvah of chavelus. It's tocha.
I understand that, but what is tumma? What are you doing? You see, the kama. See, the Ram says. Just the question is, can you read it? And how do you read it? It doesn't bother me. I'm just asking a question. I'm interested in, you know. I don't know if I'm interested, you know, in coming to any conclusions about this. 1 second. No. 1 second. Inside the here again. What's that? No, then it's here. Sorry. Hatuma, you see, really was a separate halacha. It's very strange. In our text, it's not. The two dots was in the Kisviyad. It was a separate halacha. It's in Perik Beis, halacha Tezvah, but it really is like Tezayin or Nualoch. Hatumo l'krivim d'chuyihi v'loihutra lako. L'fikoch osa l'krivim l'stame l'meis afilu b'eis shemistame l'krivim shenema lo yitame eno mistame l'achirim imo. Shelo yoyim ahoyo v'nitmeisi Al Avi Elaket Elaket Atzomois Ploni O Ega Bekeva Ploni Lefil Koin Shemesloi Mei Soch Rizoya Vokov Besoy Pesach Kvoz. This is a very big problem. I was always worried about this. And America, it's a very big problem. Because really, it's not clear that a kohen is allowed to go to a funeral parlor, even for the mess of his own mess, because he's mimetame l'acherim. Okay, I remember speaking to the rabbis about this, and they thought they didn't know what I was talking about.
Because it's more than one body, they said.
What?
Because it's more than one body.
Yeah.
But if you know there's only one body,
then it's... There's no problem. No problem. Okay? Now... One second. Hold everything. Now, halachavov. Kama chamura mitzvahs ovel. Shehari akein... Nitches lo hatumi b'nei koivo k'de shis askui mohen v'yis abil aleihen. But it's part, the chuyah is part of the avelus. Shnema ki'im l'she'ero akovei lo li'im lo lo yitame. Mitzvah asei shim lo yrotzo l'histame metamen oisri bal kochoi. It's an amazing thing. What is mitzaseh? Short sotama. The mitzaseh is the chavelus. So it somehow becomes incorporated and part of the mitzavelus itself. Bamedvor memurim bischorim. Shehuzu alatuma. Aval akohanois hovein musharos alatuma. Kach elu mitzuvos l'stama l'koyvav. And in kein rotsu mistamois, v'im lo rotsu lo yistamo. Okay? So ask the question, the kiyum for noshim to mistame to the mess? Absolutely not. Correct? Okay. So I just only ask you, but it's not really important for me at all, if you hold, like Rabbi Shmuel, that it's rishus, what exactly happens then? Is there a kiyum or not? It doesn't bother me, but you know, it's something interesting to think about because I don't know if we have a clue about this. Okay?
It could be, right? You don't know.
Yeah, but you have to see the mitzvah, d'chui b'mei mitzvah satuma. So the Lashon HaRambam is that it's d'chui b'mei mitzvah satuma. As he says,
we're saying this is to me is Mrs. Avelis. It's Mrs. Avelis.
I understand that, but if you, but yeah, but there's no, but it's with shus. There's no such thing. It's mitzvah. He seems to say that, and then I would have written it differently. He's not saying kama chamur mitzvah avel shahare yakein nitchas lo tami. So why do you say mitzvah say? Lord, then what is he called? Kim l'sheir akovei lov lo yitama. He could have stopped there. It seems, according to him, that it depends upon mitzvahs asay. Lo rotzi l'stame lo rotzi l'stame mitamen oisibal kocha. Or you can say no. That's only shurim and the chumra. But be'etzim it's a raya one way or the other. Veisachnit. Okay, but I'm not. It doesn't bother me. Okay, but it's based on one thing. And that's very, very clear. Very, very clear. It's based on one simple thing. It's based because it's duchuya. Okay? But if litzur, you come to the conclusion that it's chutra, okay, you have really nothing to talk about, right? Correct? If it's chutra, is the relationship... You see, I'm not sure, according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what happens if it's chutra or it's a kiyum and it's still duchuya. Okay, but it doesn't bother me. But if you're going to take a position, which there is such a position in Rishonim, okay, and you take a position and you say that tumas kravim is only chutra, can you relate and somehow decide that there's a relationship between the mitzvahs avelus and the mitzvahs tuma? Even it's a mitzvah. The question, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah metame, what does it do? Unless you tell me, that the mitzvah lo yitame is less asik and nothing to do with the the chiluk to shizkuna. I can hear it, but it's not clear you should take that approach. And maybe if it's chutor, it has nothing to do with anything. And you can hear that also, correct? So all I'm just telling you, the Ramban in Teres HaOdom has clearly taken a position, okay? Clear position that it's chutor like Rashi. So if you take that position, the question is where are you standing then? In terms of relationship between Tumas Meh, between Tumas Lekrivim and Avelos. Okay? Okay? So that is where we're standing. But that's amazingly interesting, okay? Okay, so I wanted to, I'm not sure if I pointed out if it was clear this backdrop, but I thought it certainly could die for you to see the broader picture over here. And even though it took a few minutes, I'm not sure exactly how, whatever it took, I think it was worth it, okay? Now you have a clear picture, but it's an amazing thing, okay? And that's why the Rambam is working so hard that even though the Efsha, you shouldn't not say the Efsha and say for mitzvahs, and that Lo Yitama is an expression of Avelus. Okay. And we'll see also, okay, we'll see also, and we'll maybe get to this sooner or later, that there's also an issue between whether Kavura is also tied into this or not, between the Rambam Mishneh Torah and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. And just to give you a little preview over here, he says, L'sabel ala kovim, v'afil klein mistame, u'misabel ala kovim. V'ein li'odem, v'ein odem misabel ala halugei bezden. U'lefi zeh, kolalti hilchis elu, he's this ha'dom, ma'amish ganza boba, ganza geshichta. U'lefi zeh, kolalti hilchis elu, halochis elu, b'sefer zeh, sefer shevtim, shehein me'ein kvua, b'yoy misa, shehi mitzis aseh. Okay, and we'll see about that also. Okay, we'll see what the Rambam meant by that. But that is not the important thing at the moment. The question is, over here, and this is the amazing issue, the question is, what was bothering the Rambam, and what's the issue about whether the mitzvah is tumah, lo yitama, the mitzvah is not tumah. You know, what's the issue? Okay? So now, this is what we're going to do now. This, all I want to ask you, I think the question starts with a very simple issue. Okay? And I'm going to show you something. The question really is, if I would have asked you, the following question, okay? I would have asked you, is V'yachalti chatas hayoyim hayita be'eni Hashem? Let me read to you the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos. See, you can make two cases, okay? You can say there is Avelus is Dvar Teira, Yom Rishon. In quote, you'll have to ask yourself, is the relationship between Aninus and Avelus or not, how it works? But nothing to do with us at the moment, okay? Okay. Or you can take a step further and say, not only is Avelus Yom Rishon Dvar Teira, but it's a mitzvah minyan and mitzvahs. Okay. Comes the Rambam, Perek Al Michus Ovel, Halacha Aleph, and makes the following statement. Mitzvah asay le'isabil ala kreven shenema v'yochalti chatas hayim hayitav be'enei Hashem. Okay. V'ena velus min atere ela b'yoyim rishon buvad shu yoyim amisa v'yom ha'kvua. Because that's what v'yochalti chatas hayim hayitav be'enei Hashem is talking about. Aval shah hashiva einon din teira. And the word din teira is a very, very clear reference to being part of Torah Shebiksav and the whole issue of Shere Sheni. Afal pi shenema bateira vayas li'oviv evil shivas yomim nitne teira nischad shalocha. Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun len liYisrael shiv yimei avedus v'shiv yimei hamishnah. It's mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu used this vayas liov v'evil shivas yomim kilu that was the prototype, okay, for shiva. Very, very nice. Okay, so I just want to tell you my first thought, but I think it's absolutely off, and I just want to say, so you shouldn't make that mistake. Maybe I'm saying the opposite. There was Nischadish Nitten Tov, Nischadish Halacha, is that which was Shiva before Matan Torah is now only Yom Echad. Okay. And maybe you try to say for yourself, Vayas, Li'ov, V'evil, Shivas Yomim, that it's a Raya Doch Kilo Zitzivui. Even the Lush is not a Tzivui anyway. I don't know how it helps you that much, okay? But a careful reading of the Rambam doesn't support that at all. Because the Rambam is apologizing only why he says it's one day, not 7 days. Not that this whole discussion is a reason to count in Minyan HaMitzvahs. I think that's clear the Lush is pointing that way, okay? So the question is, how does the Rambam pull this trick off? How do you do this? Okay? V'yochalti chatz hayoyim hayiti bein Hashem beinenu is a sipur dvorim ba'alma. No? He's telling a story. And it's not even Moshe Rabbeinu telling the story. It's a discussion. With Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chalti chatz ha'arim, v'chalti chatz ha'yom ha'yitim v'na'arim, v'chalti chatz ha'yom ha'yitim v'ni Hashem? Arim, okay? It's not Moshe, ahotot, that's the mitzvah. So, I said to myself, okay. So that's why, a priori, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is searching for lo yitame, and only because the matike, you know, and he has, there's something called mitzvah ovel, and he learns that was lo yitame in Shalom Yisrael. So sefer mitzvah is an open and shut case. It's the Mishneh Torah that's the problem. L'chera. And where is this coming from? Okay, is that a fair question? Okay. So,
the fact that it's not Moshe Rabbeinu talking is a problem learning out of mitzvah. Don't we learn that thing, mitzvah from the divorce Bilam?
Which mitzvah?
By Machshirin, there's a lot
of... What? We're not learning mitzvah, we're learning dinim. Yeah. From Dam Chol Yishtei you're referring to, okay? Or, I thought maybe you're referring to Tiram Morin Devuchim and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. They learn that from the Malach over there, the discussion between the Malach and Moshe Rabbeinu about Lom Hikis Asonecho, the Tzaba Lechaim is Dereisa. But, well, you know, that's nothing to do with anything. Okay? And it is true, we'll get to it later, the Ramban asks on the Rambam if Tayyip Mitzvah and Moshe B'Sinai, you know, what's going on? He talks about Puri Rosh and the whole discussion is to Aaron. He says it's only to Aaron, not to Moshe. You know, we'll see. It's my mission to have Hoshi on that. That's Zayim B'Seid, okay. So what's going on? Okay. What's going on here? Okay. So what I did was, okay, but you hear, there's a problem. You have to deal with it, okay? Correct? But it's clear that that's what he's saying, right? The kind of safe rim and tries to play around and, you know, pull everything together. I don't know
what the Targum has in your Sefer Mitzvah. There's a line in this Sefer Mitzvah, for his bar, Shavela Samarishan Dereis. What is that?
Where? In which?
After he, in Lamed Zion.
Yeah, Kfar Hispar, you know where?
Right, but I don't know what he's referring to. What's he referring to?
Okay. What does it say?
I mean, there's a footnote here.
From whom?
Rachel Chazovel. You know, I don't know who put that in. I don't know what this is.
What's it? This is. Oh, you're talking about in this. This
edition, I'm just saying, I don't know.
Kfar Hispar?
The Lushin of the Targum is Kfar Hispar, Shavela Samarishan Dereis.
What's it? Which one? What's all everything?
This is a Frankel.
A Frankel? What's it? Which one? But I know that, that's why. Which mitzvah?
Zion,
okay. I'm not sure, but I'll deal with you in a second. Okay, one second. Where is his boy? That's what it's.
It's the bottom of the first column there. Far his voice.
Yeah, but I'm reading something else. How does it continue going?
Far his voice, Shabbos Yomisha Deraisa, Ubabiram, Rubamoy Katon.
Oh, one second. Okay, I got my Nimoy Katon. One second. Hold everything. Ubafevish Omo. Ukvan is boye, Shabbos Yomishon Deraisa. Okay.
What's he referring to?
He puts it to Zvochen Kufom and Aleph. But I don't think he's referring to this boy. He's referring to the Chachma and his Mesira. I don't know if it means. It doesn't say the word this boy. It's something in Arabic. We're going to check out. It's. And he does something similar a few lines later. In his boy, ki chiyu, avelis daraisa. Mashikol asay. Chaisnit. I'm not nishtemim from this. You know, you want to get excited about it. It's all right with me, but I'm not, okay? Because he clearly is not counting as a separate mitzvah. And he clearly is only quoting it as a rayadoch that there is a mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs of tumah. And it's only rayah of tumah. You can't read the Ram differently, okay? Unless you want to. It's you be my guest. Okay? We go on then? Okay, so next step, okay? So I was bothered by this, and I said to myself, okay, there are other sipurim in the Torah that are also minyan mitzvahs. Okay. Let me read to you. No, it's not. I'm not saying that it's clear you should make this, but at least you have to start from here. I'm reading the end of Shirish Hashmini. Okay? I'm reading the translation, which was from Rav Korach. It could be a translation, be different, but I'll just read what I have there. V'nishal Oleinu, let's, before we start, what is Shirish Hashmini all about? Shirish Hashmini is a Shirish that we count in the Torah in Aschores, the word lo, we count only a lo, which means you are prohibited from doing something, not lo, which says shlila, like I did not blow my nose this morning, okay? That's nothing to do with what being written in the Torah, it's a thing. There's no hava mi nishmi minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So the problem is, the amazing thing happens. The Torah says, "In vidu ma'isa lo yochalti bi'oni mimenu." And there's a flip, okay? Because the Ramban says that it's not a mitzvah minyan, it's not a lav. It's only a sipur ba'arba. Comes the Rambam and says, no, it's a minyan of mitzvahs. So with minyan of mitzvahs, the Rambam is just, the whole sheirish is really telling you that you don't count it. And it's mamish like the world is turned upside down. Okay? That's reasonable, correct? So the Rambam says like this. Venisha Aleinu Levaya Dova Echot. You can look at the end, it's the end of Shir Shmini. Venisha Aleinu Levaya Dova Echot. Kidei She Tishlam Boy Kavonus Hashar Hazeh. Means I'm not finished with Shir Shmini without making this point. They call it a shah. Okay, let's say that. For whom? Ki kishabir batera vichivonu sheninake nafshoisenu, that we have to clean our souls, cleanse our souls, sheninake nafshoisenu, aide shenishlau mimenu. The way we cleanse ourselves is by the denial that we did not do X, Y, and Z. Because X, Y, and Z is prohibited. Hine oisi hamaise nimne mechal mitzvos lo yisaseh. Then he has a word over here, a sentence, which is amazing. Amazing. So what would you say? Why? Because kilu, that you see in Torah Shebiksav, that's what saying a tailor shouldn't do it. So a mailer, does is does. So I ask you, why is it a lav? Maybe she mitzas, maybe she mitzas say. So you won't be able to answer me anything. You won't have anything to say. Okay. Comes the Rambam without saying anything and adds an extra word or two and just turns the world upside down. Okay. Well, if you wouldn't be sensitive to the problem, you wouldn't know what he's trying to do. He says, the afapi, the word afapi should always get you nervous because it's an apology. Okay. Shehalav, would you call that I didn't blow my nose a lav? Okay. So he says, V'afopi shehalav shebo boy hu shlila lo yashor. See, Kes says that a shlila, it's a lav which is shlila, instead of a lav which is ashola. But if the sipur tells you no, that it really is the utzeira teira that you shouldn't do it, so mela this lav which is shlila becomes an ashola. Which, an aside, is amazing. Lefish me'acha shechivonu shenishlo minavshenu v'noima ani lo asisi kach v'lo asisi kach yodalu behechach shamaisa kach v'kach mushorin olov v'ze ke'ein chiyuv hakosiv lonu shenoima lo ochalti bi'eini mimenu v'lo bi'alti mimenu betomei. This is amazing, okay? So, just an aside, just to, you know, whet your appetite, I'm not even going to talk about this now. Because a priori, when I opened up Shir Shmini, I say, what the heck? Why do you have to say that a shlila is not a mitzvah? Okay. And now, he's turning the world upside down that in certain circumstances, a shlila can become an ashola. Okay? It's amazing. The alpha P, shahalab! Shebo boy, who shlila lo ashola. Okay, so the first question which I ask you, okay. One might be able to make a case, and let's just assume for such a case, we'll talk about the pros and cons of the cases, that you see, v'chalti chatos hayim, v'chalti chatos hayim, hayita b'enei Hashem, v'chalti chatos hayim, hayita b'enei Hashem. Okay. I can hear someone coming and making a point that there's an inyan that should have meriras halev on this yoimah. Okay. Certainly, you can make a statement that it's mitzein hateira. Okay. But the question is that enough per se, even in context of Shoresh Hashmini, to put in Minyan HaMitzvahs? Because we only know that a lav, if we know that it's Mitzvah Natera, the Torah really has said that this lav is not a Shlila, but it's an Ashola. But here, we don't know nothing. I'm not clear. I can see. I first thought that I can imagine someone make an argument that that which would say in Hatera, and you see it in Torah Shebiksav, that's enough. This is good look. And you can hear such a thing. But I only ask you if that's the case. What does the Rambam have to make such a case over here? And that the lav became, the shlila is a lav, and it became an ashola. Okay. But then I say, you need it. Because how do you know? Maybe it's only Nisa say. How do you know it's not so b'chal? Okay. Then I flip it. Okay. And answer the opposite question. What would you say over here? V'yochalti chatos hayoyim hayit. V'yochalti chatos hayoyim hayit b'nei Hashem. Maybe it's only Nisa say. Maybe Chal is not a mitzvah. It's true it's the Utsein HaTera. And true the Shtein Torah Shebiksav. And true that Avedis Yom Rishon is Deraisa. But how do you know anything? You don't know nothing. Okay. So all I'm telling you is after everything said and done, Shoresh Shmini is insufficient to save the Rambam over here. In Mishneh Torah. Correct? Okay. So the question, how did he pull this off? Okay. So I could have imagined. Okay.
The assumption is if it isn't Israel, say the Ram doesn't count
there. I'm assuming that, okay, because I'll tell you why I assume it. Because the Rambam in Mishneh Torah says very clearly that Adoimi, and Mitzri, Do Shlishi Avo Heino, is an Isasei, and it's not counted in Minyan HaMitzvos. So I ask myself, why and how? You are correct. The Rav Chaim assumes that it could be Minyan HaMitzvos, and that says Tashbis Unisa Sei was Ganzer Shtikel Torah. Therefore, there's no Lav Nitzla Sei. But it's very difficult to make the case in Mishneh Torah because the Ram's Loshen in Tashbisu is Loshen Kumbasei, not a Loshen Shevatase. And how he pulls this trick off is beyond me. Okay? That's why I say what I'm saying, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay? So I asked myself, how did he pull the trick off? Okay? So, I say to myself, that if we know that this is the Kavonas HaTeira, the Kilu is a lav over here, you can make a lav, correct? Even though it's not mafush. But that's what it says, correct? You make an asshole, okay? So let me just ask you the following question. I pointed out that the Rambam in the Hakdamot Zroim clearly says that the Etzem Meseiras HaTeira, the way he goes to the Gemara in Erevin and then Daled, the Etzem Meseiras HaTeira from Moshe to Aaron, and then Moshe to Aaron Rabbonov, and then Moshe to Aaron Rabbonov is Canaan. You know, it looks a priori, not the Gemara, it's a very nice story, okay? But the Rambam makes that a centerpiece in the Hakdamot Zroim. That's what Torah is all about. And I told you that I thought that the Rambam was learning. And he says very clearly that there was a Mesira on the Mikra and on the Mitzvah of each of the Tayag Mitzvahs. It means that the Mesira of Torah Shebiksav, independent of the issue of Torah Megillus Megillus Nitno, or Torah Chesuma Nitno. And it was given Otot the Mikra. Okay? And the Etzem Mesera, the Etzem Mesera from Limud, was a Mesera of learning Sefer Mitzvahs and learning Minyan Mitzvahs. But that was the Mesera. That's what it's all about. Then I said to myself, once I came to that, I understand why the Rambam made everything and say for mitzvah is the centerpiece, and everything revolves about that, and Mishneh Torah revolves about that, and that's why he says the Torah and the mitzvah. That's how we start the whole thing. Rabban Bechlal denies the whole thing, and the whole Torah mitzvah and Hakdama to Bereish is a whole different story. Okay. So if the Matiki Hashmua tell you there's a mitzvah ovil, and we see that the mitzvah ovil is the Ritzei Natera from this pasuk, could you not interpret ki'ilu that doshtate and pasuk with the Pirush HaMakubal that the Matike HaShmur says the mitzvah from Avelus ve'achalti chatzayom ayitim meinei Hashem, and they saw in Torah Shebiksav? And the truth is, the only way that he actually knows that there's such a mitzvah, even in Sefer Mitzvahs, he pulls rank and he says Kfar Nisboya, and he quotes the Gemara Merikot, and he quotes the Gemara Mitzvahs Ovil. So it means there's a Meseret, there's a Mitzvahs Ovil, and there's a Posik which indicates that it's Ritzei Natera. So the question is, what do you do? Do you go back and make the mitzvah lo yitama, and then try to say that the lo yitama is ki'ilu, that somehow avelus is an expression of that? Even though it's an amazing thing, and I would tell you against that, so you have another problem, okay? Because lo yitama, just let's think logically for a second. Lo Yitamo was formulated only by Kohanim, correct? Okay. So do we know that the mitzvahs avelus by Jane, who's a Kohenis, or Yisraelis, or Gieris? So not do James. That's just okay. If you take the position in Mishneh Torah that the mitzvah of Achalti Chatzayim Yitim Ben Hashem, man is a mitzvah of Ovel, and Tumah is an expression of that, and therefore they're only Kohanim and not Kohanois, Besedas, that's what they were machim, because the mitzvah is the Chilat Tushat Kuna, as an expression of Avelus. But how do you pull this off? You see, I'm just telling you, without this argument, you would ask yourself the following question. It is true that the Rif quotes that Avelus D'Raisa, in the first Perek of Boch, he quotes this Verchati Chatzayim, okay? But he's not talking about Minyan Mitzvahs, okay? So the question is, you know, the Rambam of Lo Yitam is the beautiful in Sefer Mitzvahs. What did he Malil Tzor Azeis? So I would suggest the opposite. How do you do that? How do you make a mitzvah? In other words, if you remake Kvura into the mitzvah, and say everyone's mechuyev to be kaver, and that's avelus. Okay, beseda. But he's not doing that. Kvul is a whole different mitzvah. Hey, because the mitzvah lo yitama, and under lo yitama is every jain also being misabel. Beseda. That's very, very odd, to say the least. Correct? You agree with me on that? Now, that's the beginning of this, okay?
Let me just make sure I have...
There's no rush. I'm just trying... I want you to feel I did something today. But I thought that unless... I just want to apologize. Unless I set this up, you know, step by step by step by step, it's all going to get lost. And it probably, I think, is in your best interest that what happened with this. It happened because that's the way it happened. Otherwise, I don't know. It just, you know, the point of a shiur is not to be overwhelming. And so much walk away. Wow. Oh. Well, it's so deep that, you know, it was only for the most profound Talmidim understood it. So the truth is probably the Rebbe also didn't understand it. Yeah. Yeah, stick with it.
No.
You maybe understand better than me. Don't be so apologetic.
I just want to make sure I'm on track.
Maybe I'm off track.
The fact is that Alpi, the Akdamah Disroyim, we have understanding now of Mishneh Torah's position of what the basis of, in the Minyan Mitzvahs, we can work. We can work with that. Now we're left with the Sefer Mitzvahs.
Otherwise, you see, the point is, you could have said Pirush HaMakubal is just to interpret Pesukim. Okay? And there's a Pirush HaMakubal to interpret Pesukim. The question is there Kabbalah on the Etzem Mitzvahs, and you use them Kilo as a Pirush HaMakubal also? That's what I needed this for. You see, I was very careful. Maybe I did something which I didn't explain to you why I was doing it. And that's what your question's based on. And you're right, I shouldn't have explained it. Because there's something amazing happening, okay? I don't know if I pointed out to you, I may have pointed out to you a week or two ago, that Pirush Mekubal is part of Yisrei Adas, according to the Rambam. Okay? Someone denies Pirush Mekubal, according to the Rambam, is a kefir. And the Rambam learns, when he talks about Cherish Hashmini, of the Yisrei Hashmini, and he says that Aruka Meretz Mid is also part of the thing, to say the Torah is Mamish, ain't safe, okay? And that's why if you say on one Pasuk in Cherish Hashmini, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't know, because you don't understand it, you don't understand what the profundity is. And he says after that, and he talks about it, and Gal Inai Vebita, then he says that the Pirush Mekubal is also part of this. The Teri Misinai Moshe Rabbeinu is only of a chaykek and only a sefamatic, and is a sefamatic not only writing down but saying over. Okay? So I'm telling you that the sefamatic is not only in Pirushim and Poshet the Psukim, but also in Tayag Mitzvahs. And I would tell you even more so that over here it's merged. And what do I mean? Because l'chari, it's not enough to say that it's a mitzvah, meaning a mitzvah, you need a tzivui. And where does the tzivui come from? Unless the Matik Yashmu, they're saying, by saying it's a mitzvah, they're reinterpreting the pasuk that means a tzivui. But the Gam has done an amazing thing. Because almost like, you know, we had a little game where children pin the tail, okay? So like he has a pin to pin, and he said, oh, it's this pasuk. Because there's no relationship, b'chal, that should be like that. An amazing thing also happens, okay? If I'd ask you what the mitzvah of Avelus is, I would say the mitzvah is Meriris Halev, okay? Are the Yud Aleph Nihugim Deraisa? I would have said Mehechetese. But it's not like that in the Rambam at all. Not at all. Yud Aleph Nihugim Deraisa. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. Okay?
The problem starts in Sefer Mitzvahs now that you have Lo Yitama. That Rambam is saying that is the basis for the mitzvah.
Yeah. So if you do, you have no problem because it's a tzivui. But the question is, where do you see the tzivui to Kohanim that is a tzivui for everyone else? That really is the problem. Okay. That is the next step. Okay. Now the step after this. Okay. Is what I wanted to also point out to you, that there might be another issue in Mishneh Torah, which I'm just going to say in a sentence and I'll pick it up with some next time, okay? The question is, what is the pasuk v'achalti chatas hayom ha'itim b'nei Hashem, okay? And the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs might be quoting it in a different way than he quotes Mishneh Torah. And that is what I also want to talk to you about. Because the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot quotes in the Lav of Ma'aseh Sheni. And the Rambam Mishneh Torah seems to assume that's the reason why Kodshim Ma'aseh Ba'aninus. And the Rambam Mishneh Torah, Bechlal, is not bothered by why Kodshim Ma'aseh Ba'aninus, just mentions Derech Agav that a Kohen Gadol is also not allowed to eat Ba'aninus. And I like to explore that a little bit. I like to also explore about the relationship between Kfura and Avelus also. Those are probably the things I like to explore. Now, then you probably have to ask your question, okay? Because the Rambam comes out an amazing thing, okay? See, I don't know, you know, the question is, maybe, why do you say that there's no Avelus before Kfura? Maybe it's the Dini Avelus express itself in a different way. Because V'chalti chatas hayoyim, hayite v'yene Hashem, that love is before Kfura and after Kfura. And Yom Rishon D'Raisa. So, the fact that the Ramban is ready to accept that there's Avelus before Kfura, it just isn't going to Melois, okay? The Rambam just might express it that the Avelus expresses love a different way than it's Miris Belev. But you have to ask yourself another question. Is the Miris Belev a Kiyum? Or just the head there. Okay? And that the Mitzvah we'll be talking about. Okay? Let's just think about, you know, you guys ask yourself whether you would like to have it next week, and I'll see exactly whether I can swing it next week, because I'm really working very seriously on my safer now. And I guess we'll be in touch with each other. Okay?
Next week I can't make it.
Okay, good. Well, so you might want to, you know. What?
I'm going.
Okay, good. So we can just, you know, we can pick up a Rosh Chodesh or whatever. Okay, but say that. But this, I thought, is an interesting thing. Have a good evening. Hashem.